USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. General Kenneth McKenzie is the commander of U.S. Central Command. He says we are relying on the Taliban for security at the airport in Kabul.
We expect those attacks to continue, and we're doing everything we can to be prepared for those attacks. That includes reaching out to the Taliban, who are actually providing the outer security cordon around the airfield, to make sure they know what we expect them to do to protect us.
Americans on all sides are wondering why we are partnering with the people we've been at war with for 20 years. The investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic should continue, said Thomas Wright, a senior fellow of foreign policy at Washington-based think tank Brookings Institution, after U.S. intelligence agencies earlier this week delivered an inconclusive assessment on the issue to President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded Friday to calls for Biden to resign over Afghanistan, saying now is not the time for politics.
Some of these same individuals are calling for us to evacuate. Yesterday they lost 13 of their own, and the president made absolutely clear that we are going to hunt down, go after, and kill the terrorists who are responsible. Everyone should be supportive of that.
NATO allies are struggling to ensure that Afghanistan's main gateway, Kabul Airport, remains open for urgently needed humanitarian aid flights next week when they end their evacuation airlifts and turn it over to the Taliban. Turkey said it was still talking to the Taliban about providing technical help to operate the airport after the August 31st deadline for troops to leave Afghanistan, but said the bombing underlined the need for a Turkish force to protect any experts deployed there. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A famous assassin might be set free. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert Kennedy in 1968 as he was running for president, was recommended for parole in his 16th hearing before the parole board. It will be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom to decide whether to grant parole. Two of Robert Kennedy's sons participated in the virtual hearing and voiced support for the parole. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Congress needs to return to Washington, D.C. to exercise oversight on the Biden administration's management of the pullout from Afghanistan, Representative Dan Bishop said on Newsmax Friday.
My first thought is that Congress needs to be back in Washington exercising oversight. There are indications of catastrophic ineptitude on the part of the administration managing the entire process, culminating in almost watching in slow motion while brave soldiers were murdered yesterday by terrorists with bombs.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has blamed former President Donald Trump for his administration's agreement with the Taliban as the reason for the crisis now, but Bishop disagreed. He's the president, said Bishop. President Trump's agreement doesn't bind him. He needs to stop making excuses and take on the responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.